and welcome to this week's Campfire Musical Sesh. I'm your host, Mitchell Elliott, and I'm joined by my co-host, John Burdick.
Hello, Mitch.
Oh, good morning.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, man. And we are joined in the studio by a lovely artist by the name of Sadie Bortenson. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about your music and who you are as an artist.
Yeah, so my stage name is Seymour. It's a combination of my first and my last names.
Really?
And
then I just, Seymour?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Say less.
So there you go. Exactly. It's a play on a word. So I'm from Logan, Utah. I've been playing guitar since I was about 12. Been singing about since I was 9. I was like, well, I can combine the two. So I started writing my own music. I had a band in high school named Mjölk, which was Swedish for milk. And everyone told us to change the name several times. And we were like, nah, this is our name.
Did the yolk break?
Yeah, it did. Aww. You know, once we all graduated high school, it was no longer. And then I started my Seymour project, if you will, in 2024. So I've been doing that and releasing music under that since then.
We'd love to hear some of that music here in a little bit. But before we do that, I saw some interviews that you had done with other outlets, and it said that you actually thought acting was your way forward. Can you tell us a little bit about the switch from acting to music?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know what sparked it. I think I had seen some films where I was like, that's what I want to do. Mm-hmm. You know, I saw some performances where I was like, I'm meant to be performing in an acting sense. And in high school, my head was so down for that. I was like, this is what I want to do. Even though I was in a band and that was enjoyable for me, I really thought acting was going to be my career path. And I was taking coaching and all these different things. And then I was like so unhappy. And I realized, oh, wait, maybe it's because I don't actually really enjoy this fully. And I think I was forcing something that wasn't really what I wanted to do.
You liked the idea.
I loved the idea of it. But I was not. Of course, when you're performing on stage, there's a sense of acting. You know, you have to act a little bit, of course. But it's more focused on the music, right? So I was definitely forcing something that I just don't think was really what I enjoyed. Mm-hmm.
So you have an album, Lucky Woman. It took you about 9 months, I guess, to kick that out. Can you tell us what it's like to write a full album so quickly?
It was surreal, honestly, because it was something I dreamed about for so long. Every day in the studio, I was shocked that it was happening. But the reason it got done so fast is because we would block 2 full days out of every single week for like 2 months. And we were in the studio for 8 hours a day. I had some songs already written that I brought. And then my producer, Kyle, who wrote a lot of the songs with me, he also had brought ideas. And we just got it done so fast because we just were both passionate about it. And then we both dedicated the time to it. It was definitely a passion project because I think anyone who's pursuing music nowadays knows that marketing-wise, releasing an album right off the bat is not always the smartest, but I just wanted to do it so bad that I made it happen and I got it done, and I'm so glad I did. I don't regret it at all, but...
Yeah, well, it seems like you still have a lot of music left in the tank, and we'd love to hear some. What are you going to play for us first here this morning on the Community Campfire?
So the first one actually is a song from Lucky Woman. It's called Small Town Guy. I wrote it during a relationship. I was like laying in bed and it literally, the chorus just came to me in my brain. Mm-hmm. I've had a couple songs happen like that where I have a melody and some lyrics in my mind that just kind of appear to me, and then I kind of write everything around that. So,
all right, Small Town Guy right here on the Community Campfire. Take it away.
Smoky breeze and sunflower seeds. Never thought I'd find myself in Burley. Lift me up and kiss me on the bathroom sink. Didn't think this small town guy would set me free. It's too early for this pain. It's too early for this pain. It's too early for my name. It's too early for my name to stay. Don't wanna give my heart to a single soul. I'm no good at loving and letting go. His mother asked, are you gonna marry her? But I know the small town guy would never give an answer. It's too early for this pain. It's too early for this pain. It's too early for my name. It's too early for my name to stay. And I guess it's been long enough since my heart's been broken up. There's no shame in wanting love, but can I give me up? It's too early for this pain. It's too early for this pain. It's too early for my name. It's too early for my name to stay. It's too early for this pain. It's too early for this pain. It's too early for my name. It's too early for my name to stay.
Thank you.
Of course.
That was nice.
Thank you.
Very small town-esque, I guess.
Perfect for the Wasatch back here. We're listening to your sound, and you know, we can tell that you draw inspiration from other artists. Can you talk a little bit about where you draw that inspiration from and, you know, how you try to blend that all together into your Seymour sound?
I draw inspiration from pretty much everywhere. I grew up listening to Johnny Cash and Paul Simon with my dad, and you'll hear that in my Jackson Hole song. You know, he also raised me on Bob Marley and Bob Dylan, Fleetwood Mac, Milky Chance, Edward Sharpe. So it's all over the place. Yeah. So I really was exposed to so much music growing up. And then especially as I kept getting older, I was just fascinated with finding different genres of music and different cultural music even that I was really interested in.
Yeah.
It's funny because I hadn't even seen any of the like Clint Eastwood films or anything, but I fell in love with spaghetti Western music. And I think when I heard those, I was kind of like, wow, there is a lot that could be used here. And I didn't feel like I had heard people transitioning it into a more pop or rock sense. And so that's where I was like, there's so much I could do with this. And I feel like I wouldn't get tired of this sound. That was hard for me in the beginning. I was like, I could do anything. I could do reggae. I could do rock. I was like, I'm happy to do whatever music. I just like doing music and I just like singing.
Yeah.
But then when I heard that, I was like, I don't feel like I'll ever get sick of this sound, mm-hmm. you know? And obviously I want to explore other genres. I want to play with so many different sounds, but that's one where I was like, yeah, I like this a lot.
That's amazing. Spaghetti Western, do you do any whistling in your songs?
It's so funny. I actually cannot whistle. So I am so disappointed in myself because I've tried to learn since I was a kid, but I still can't whistle. I have a song I'm working on right now that has some whistling in it. It's not me. I'm not the one whistling. I wish I could whistle on stage. I think that would be so, so sick.
If you're just tuning in, we are sitting down with Seymour, Sadie Mortensen. She is from Logan and in the studio performing live with us.
Sadie, can you tell us a little bit about what's next for you?
Absolutely. So I am working on an EP right now. The vibe is a little bit of a shift from what I've released already. It still has the Western hint to it, but it's got some Latin influence as well. I'm working on that right now. Gonna be releasing a couple singles from it in the near future. But then show-wise, I just kind of post about those as they come.
So if people want to find you on the interweb, so what's the best way to get to your music and find out where you're gonna be playing next?
So I post all my shows on my Instagram, which is Seymour Official. So it's Seymore, all one word, and then official. And then my music is just under the same name, Seymour. So Seymore, Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, wherever you listen to music, it's there. I'm working on building my Facebook. It's been a slow process, but yeah,
perfect.
Seymour everywhere.
Well, you know, let's have some positive visualization here. You have your perfect show. What does that look like for you?
Oh my gosh. Again, I think anyone that performs live knows how much the audience influences your show and how much it affects the energy. I personally could care less where it is as long as the crowd is super duper into it and gives me energy to work with, because I have energy when I'm on stage, but it's hard to give it when you're not receiving much. I think a show where the energy is high and people are having fun and dancing, I don't expect everyone to know my songs, but that would be an amazing point to get to, where people are singing my songs back to me. I like to change up my songs live, different from the recording, so they're not the exact same.
Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about your songwriting process?
Yeah, it's always different. I wish I could say it was cohesive or like consistent. I feel like oftentimes I'll have a lyric idea or a title idea, and I kind of build my lyrics off of that. And then in terms of music, often it's just me picking up the guitar and coming up with a chord progression, or in the studio with whoever I'm writing with, you know, and like coming up with a bass line or something to work off of. And then a lot of the times it just flows from there. I have had songs, Courses or Small Town Guy, that I sat down and it was written in like 10 minutes. But that does not happen very often.
Don't we wish that, right?
A 10-minute song in a 9-month album. This EP, if we were going to bet on how long this thing's going to take.
Hopefully not much longer.
Well, Sadie, thank you so much for sitting down with us this morning. What are you going to play for us here to wrap up the show today?
Yeah, so I'm going to play my latest release, which is Gold Rush. That was the first song I wrote that was really inspired by the spaghetti western sound.
Was it The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly?
It wasn't even a specific song. Like, I loved The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. I loved 13 Silver Dollars, and I mean, they're all just amazing.
Yeah, they are.
I love them all. But, yeah.
All right, well, here's Gold Rush here on the Community Campfire. Again, Sadie, thanks for joining us on the show.
Of course, thank you.
In my head, I believe it like religion, following to be the me I wanna be. Why'd you go to San Francisco? Sweeter flowers you can hold. I could eat my heart out for models or Versace, but I'm only believing the beauty living closely, closely. Push me mentally. break me down like a Mustang in the wild.